Rallies in support of immigrants and refugees have been frequent lately. Yet across Tennessee, a large share of residents, perhaps less demonstrative, have mixed feelings. And President Donald Trump, who made border control a pillar of his campaign, won the state with 61% of votes. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez brings us some of these voices and findings from pollsters.
Out at Tennessee voting sites last year, from Clarksville to Springfield to Lebanon, immigration concerns popped up often.
We need to seal our borders.
They're illegal. They cross the border illegally, period.
Open borders? We can't support the world.
I love the people, but let them come in legally. We do need to build a big wall. And that means not just for the Mexicans, but that's for everybody else.
Those voices, Wilma Way, Dave Colley, Carol Langenbeck, and Eugene Oakley. They all backed Trump, and to varying degrees said that they question foreign aid, want immigration laws enforced, and worry that refugee resettlements could allow terrorists in. Last year, pollsters with Vanderbilt University found that Tennesseans ranked defending against terrorism as the number one presidential priority. Whether it's fair to associate that threat with refugees is divisive. More broadly, Tennesseans overwhelmingly say that legal immigrants help the nation more than hurt it. And in the past few years, the trend is towards saying that illegal immigrants who are already here should have a way to apply for citizenship, says Vanderbilt pollster Josh Clinton.
Views towards illegal immigrants in the state of Tennessee, right, are not as simple as saying they should all be deported.
It's down to 28% who say the undocumented should be forced to leave. There's also an interesting wrinkle in the current travel restrictions for people from Muslim-majority nations. Back in May, Vanderbilt found that only 39% of Tennesseans supported the idea. Among Republicans and Tea Party respondents, the support is much higher. The fact that Trump took swift action pleases one of his backers, Gail Allman of Murfreesboro. But she is conflicted about the travel ban, especially thinking of those affected.
I understand totally, even though, you know, I'm not a refugee, I do understand that, you know, they're scared. And they don't want to lose what they've worked for and the country that they're living in, that freedom.
Ultimately, she says she supports Trump's move to make sure good citizens arrive, but only if it truly is temporary and reevaluated in a few months. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
In light of the amount of attention on immigrants and refugees, local pollsters are pursuing fresh responses this week. That includes a scientific online poll at nashvillesicitizen.com.